Now, I want to go to the book of Exodus. There's something here I want to talk to you about. The 23rd chapter, because there's something here that needs to be straightened out. And look at the 20th verse. Are you there yet?
Yes.
Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee. Now, here we are, an angel again. And this is extremely important. I want you to listen to me. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place where I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon nor your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you will indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. My angel shall go before you. So just keep reading, verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Your angel will bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. There be no miscarriages nor barren in your land. And the number of your days I will fulfill. Now that angel, we go to restaurants. I mean, there's been time when Gloria and I were in a restaurant, particularly with Keith and Phyllis. And if Keith is praying, he dispatches his angel to the kitchen in obedience to that verse. I dispatch my angel to the kitchen. You watch over that food in there. I mean, don't you let them pick it up off the floor. I mean, and just watch over it. Because I believe for it to be sanctified, fit to my use, according to your word of God, with prayer and thanksgiving. And bless all of our partners, glory to God, all over the world. Every meal. You see that? Now, this one guy told me one time. He said, I pray a headache prayer. Talking about praying in public. I said, what the? A headache prayer? He said, yeah. He said, I go, oh, Lord, thank and bless this friend. And he said, people look at him and said, boy, he must have a headache. I said, you ought to have a headache. But now here's something that happened to me. I began to meditate that. That's a blood back promise. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And when you drive out our driveway, and it's a good ways to the gate there, and then there's another gate that goes out onto the highway because we're out there in the country. And it got to me. I mean, it got to me. Big time. And I just stopped my car. I'll never be sick another day in my life hereafter ever. By glory to the living God forevermore. Amen. And I haven't been.
Amen. Amen.
Now, when that thing came up with my heart, in my mind, it wasn't sick. It needed a pacemaker because I was fool enough to preach myself to exhaustion twice, because they checked my blood and there wasn't anything wrong with it. I didn't have any. There was one blocked artery and it had bypassed itself, and I didn't have no. But the cardiologist said to me, you came in here with a sick heart, but you're leaving. He said, you're a very rare case. And he had tears in his eyes. You came in here with a very sick heart. You're leaving with a perfectly normal heart.
Hallelujah.
Well, certainly. And I haven't been sick in so long. 2019, Ministers Conference, January. And the symptoms of the flu came on me. I was sitting right on the front row, and I began to chill in 2019, January now. And I remember that. I said, you can't put that on me. You know you can't put that on me. No, sir. I submit myself to God, and I resist you. Get in the name of Jesus. About 15 minutes, it is gone, and that was it. I tested negative 5 times. But now, so did our team. Well, there were 2 extra times for me because it was from where our children could come over at Christmas. Dear God. You couldn't give us the flu if we walked up there and rubbed it on our face. Anyway, but it's gone. Sickness and disease is gone forever for me. And we can check that out if we go to Exodus 15 now. Just back up here a little bit. Now, you really need to read that entire 15th chapter. You come down to the 3rd verse. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. He's my God. And I'll prepare him a habitation, my Father's God. I'll exalt him. Glory to God. And you come down that 26th verse. And if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, will give ear or incline your ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. I'll put none of the disease upon thee, that have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. When did he bring it upon the Egyptians? At the time of Passover. At the time of Passover. That's where Passover started. That the destroyer angel will pass over your dwelling.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's that simple. Pass over your dwelling. He will see the blood of the lamb, a male lamb, roasted in fire. And the blood of that lamb over the doorposts. And that destroyer will pass over your dwelling.
Yes.
Now, then the Egyptians that did not have that, the firstborn died. The firstborn of their animals died. How many of you in here are firstborn in your family? Look at that. Look at the people. They passed over. So that's what Passover means. Well, there were plagues that came on them. And that's what he's referring to that. I am, say I am.
I am.
I am the Lord. I am Yehovah that healeth thee. That is one of his redemptive's names. I am his name. His name is Rapha, the healer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Sidkenu, he is our righteousness.
Yes.
Lord Shalom, he is our peace. His banner over us is love.
Yes.
Glory to God. You need to be shouting at some of these right here because this is talking about us. So now we go, glory to God, to the book of Hebrews. My goodness, Myrtle's going to preach from the front end to the back end. You got it. The 13th chapter, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Come on now. Well, I have to tell you this. I was preaching there in Beaumont, Texas, and there was a man that had been coming morning and night. He came out of the Baptist church, but he had been receiving. He baptized in the Holy Ghost, and suddenly he wasn't there. And I wondered, because he was always right on the front row, and he wasn't there for a couple of days. And then he came in right at the back, sitting right next to the door. And I was preaching this morning service, and I was just doing about like I'm now, you know, just teaching. And all of a sudden, he just, oh, what? So after the service, he said, may I speak to you, please? I said, yeah. He said, well, you said something made me mad. And I said, well, no. He said, it's just, you know, he said, it's just my Baptist mad got on me. And I said to the Lord, I'm not going back over there. That man talk about me and no, I'm not. The Lord said, I want you to go back. No, I'm not going back. No, I'm not going to do it. So he said, you probably noticed I wasn't here for a couple of days. I said, well, yeah, I did. And he said, I said, well, all right, I'll go one more time, and I'm going to sit back there next to that door. And if he says anything like that again, I'm out, and I'm not coming back. And I said, yeah, but what? He said, Brother Copeland, the Lord opened my eyes. He said, there is an angel attached to you. He is huge. And said, he said, you'd lie down a little bit, and he'd say something in your ear, and you'd just come alive. And he says, he's big. He said, he looked like Mr. Clean. So come on, fella, let's. And I found out about it on the first tape I ever heard of Brother Hagin's. And, well, we're right there at the book. I'm going to read this first. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or their manner of life. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. Woo! Say it, Jesus.
Jesus.
Christ.
The
same.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Today.
And forever.
He's alive in me.
He's my healer. God, who at sundry time, different manners, spoken times past to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. And when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. I will again be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And to the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy righteousness. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You, Lord, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hand. They shall all perish, but you remain. They shall wax old as a garment, and as a vesture shall you fold them up. They shall be changed, and you are the same. Your years do not fail. But which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? We ought to take more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them speak. And he goes ahead talking about angels. Wow. This room is full of angels. Because I've learned over the years that from, not just from the word, but from the experience of others, that angels have different assignments. You have an angel assigned to you at birth. And then as you go, Jesus said that. And then as you grow, and as your ministry and so forth grows, it takes more angelic power and authority to get it done. Amen. If you can't do anything else, you can look at the dark side and see that. So, anyway, the angels are here and powerful. And Ed Dufresne, they had a church building that had become very valuable, and the bank was not going to allow them to have any kind of extension on the loan. They needed $500,000, needed $500,000. And he was in a hotel preaching, and he heard a key in the door. This is back before the kind of keys we have now. And he said, they've given somebody the key to my room. And when he walked out of the bathroom where he was in there shaving, and he heard this, and he walked out there. And when he walked out in the room, the ceiling disappeared. He said, if the ceiling hadn't disappeared, I wouldn't have been able to see him from the shoulders up. And he said, and I said, who are you? They said, we're your prosperity angels. We've come to help you get that money. He said, they were standing there armed. He said, what are you waiting for? The command. He said, go! And they disappeared. Well, he was with his attorney, and they were walking around in his office, and there's a woman came in and said to somebody, he said, I don't want to see him. He said, well, you need to talk to him. He came in there in a jogging suit. A lawyer. And he said, I don't know why I'm doing this. I've heard you preach and you scare me. But he said, I don't know. I don't know. But here's a check for $300,000. That held on to the property. Yes. Now, what do you think they can do for your finances? Yes. What do you think they can do about getting out of debt? I know their assistance when Gloria and I were getting out of debt. I had no idea about that then. But it happened in 11 months. It was so supernatural that we I'm telling you, we're just rejoicing in it. We hadn't been in debt since. But then they're preaching in another place, and now they're working on that other $200,000. And the lawyer was standing there dressed on the front row. And so the pastor where they were was telling all about this with Ed, and he saw that lawyer on the front row. And he's trying to tell the guy he's already given. He's already given. But the pastor said, how about you, sir? He said, well, got up there and said, I am embarrassed to say that the Lord told me $500,000. And he said, I didn't put in but three. Here's the rest of it. Those angels wouldn't let him alone. They say, come on, come on, come on, come on.
My name is Karen Bowen, and I'm from Hot Springs, Arkansas. I have been diagnosed with arthritis in my lower back, and for over the last year, I would be pretty stooped over. I wouldn't be able to stand up straight. And while we were praying, I leaned backwards, and there was some snap, crackles, and pops. And all of a sudden, I can lean backwards. I can bend forward, and I haven't been able to do that in over a year. So we knew we were coming for the last couple of weeks, and I was just, you know, in my head, I was like, you know, I'm going to be healed when I get there.
Can you show me something you couldn't do before?
Leaning backwards. I could not lean backwards. I could not touch my toes. I haven't been able to touch my toes in a long time, so.
Oh!
No pain at all.
There you are.
Had this for over a year.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? Give the Lord praise.
Amen.
I'm Dove Morgan Schmidt. I'm from Bristow, Oklahoma now. And my roots go deep into Texas, though, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And he's just such an awesome, awesome minister of the gospel and changed our lives. And talk about multiplication. Brother Copeland has multiplied everywhere all over the world. And we multiply that as well, you know, with what we do. But Brother Copeland is just such an encouragement. And I thank God for him. One night, it was August 7th. Of last year, and I was walking in the yard. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and something hit my foot that was so painful, and it was a baby copperhead had bit me twice. And that was such a shock to me because of walking in the Word all these years, you think that kind of thing is never going to happen to you. But immediately, I needed an ambulance. My blood pressure on the ambulance was 267 over 165. The challenge was finding a hospital with anti-venom serum. And so they went to one hospital. They didn't have it. So we had to go to another hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So they hurried me through ER. Of course, I didn't have to wait. And hooked me up in ICU to, I had six or eight vials of anti-venom. And I was there 3 days in ICU. And it was a very traumatic time, and my foot got huge. I just called on the Lord. You know, I would play my phone, and I raise a hallelujah would be playing all the time. You know, I remember one of the nurses came in. She goes, I feel Jesus in here. And it was all, I just had prayer going everywhere. And I'm just so grateful for the Word of God being strong in me from all the years of being hooked up with ministries of faith like Brother Copeland's. And I asked the nurse, I said, what is in that anti-venom serum? How do they do that? As I was getting another vial put in me. And she said, you know, honey, it's called Crofab and it's lamb's blood. And I'm like, hallelujah. I told her, I said, oh my gosh, the Lamb of God has gave his blood for me. And now they have it for snake serum, that it's an actual sheep's blood that makes you well. So it was just an amazing time, even though the attack came. But I knew that God was in the middle of it because he loves me so much. Well, my foot kind of died. I mean, it was like about a third of my foot. I didn't have any feeling. I came to the minister's conference. I've been coming for many years. Tuesday, when Rick Renner came up and Brother Copeland was introducing him, and Brother Copeland said, this is the signature scripture of God's signature of his love. And Brother Copeland read Mark 16 about you'll take up serpents and you'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, right when I heard the word, faith came, because faith comes by hearing the word. And it just struck me. And here I was sitting in the row and I thought, you know what? I need to take up that serpent, even though it happened a year and a half ago. It's just something just came alive in me. And then as Rick Renner was preaching, I had this hot foot. It was like all of a sudden my foot kind of had a cramp in it or something. Then all of a sudden I realized my foot has feeling in it. So I was just telling everybody. I was trying to listen to the sermon, but I was so excited. I couldn't wait to share it. So my foot, 3 days later, 2 days later, it has the same exact feeling as the other foot. It's because of his great love. You know, he loves us so much. And that's the foundation of what he did when he sent Jesus for the world.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. When you receive Jesus into your heart and make him the Lord of your life, he becomes your Savior, your healer, and your provider. Your spirit becomes alive in him, and you receive his faith, and he gives you everything he has. Psalms 103, 3 through 5 reveals the benefits of being born again and in the family of God. He forgives all your sin. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from death. He crowns you with love and tender mercy. He fills your mouth with good things and renews your youth like the eagles. Your new life in Christ starts with a simple prayer. Pray with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. Thank you that I'm born again. I am filled with new life. Amen. Praise God. You are now part of God's family, and today starts your new life in Christ. You are no longer an outsider looking in. You have full access to the blessing of the Lord that brings his life to every part of yours. To help you understand more about the miracle that just took place in you, Kenneth Copeland Ministries would like to send you the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and some information to help guide you in reading and studying your Bible. To request your free copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org. While you're online, fill up on God's Word. Brother Copeland calls kcm.org your study center. Every day you can watch videos and read articles that build your faith and bring God's light into your life. You can also read the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Each issue is filled with articles and partner stories about God's love and his faith and his hope, all to help equip you for life with the Word of God. To receive your free copy, just contact us at kcm.org and let us know. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.